In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the grace and peace of God our Creator, the love of the Lord Jesus, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We enter into this celebration confident of God's care for us, aware of our needs and of God's abundant mercy. O God, who has prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts this day with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain to your promises that surpass every human desire. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One time Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and suddenly a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage and said, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
We are very happy to be celebrating the baptism of two young women at Mass today, Aubrey and Alyssa. You have been very dedicated to this process. You did not let the COVID virus get in the way of this. It just postponed things for a while. Originally, we were going to welcome them at our Easter vigil, so today we are declaring this Easter for you. But before we get all to that, I would like to say something to everybody else who's here today. Don't leave early here. Because our gospel has an important lesson for all of us about faith. At its most basic, our gospel today is about a woman who would not take no for an answer. I have had personal experience with this. A couple of years ago, I was invited to go along with a 7-year-old young lady and her grandparents for lunch in downtown Cleveland, though it felt most of the time like she was taking us. She had opinions on where we should go and what we should eat, and she insisted that we walk regardless of how hot it was because she wanted to see boats on the lake. She told us in detail all the food she hated. And then about 2 minutes into the walk, she announced to us that she was really hungry. And a block later, she informed us that she was sure she was starving, that her stomach was shrinking. And as we crossed the street, she was really sure that if she didn't get food immediately, she was going to die. So we found a place where she ordered chicken fingers and then spent the next 45 minutes playing with it and not eating any of it. Her grandparents encouraged her, "Just try a few bites." She would not. I told her that this seemed like a waste of a perfectly good chicken to me. No response. Finally, I asked if anybody knew what had happened to that little girl who was dying from hunger. And she stared at us and said, "It's just an expression." sarcasm is lost on the young. Our gospel today seems to rely on sarcasm, though, but there's really something far more important going on. This gospel describes the only time when Jesus ministered outside of Jewish territory. In Tyre and Sidon, that were 50 miles north of Palestine, they still exist in Lebanon today. He was that far away from home for a reason. The cross was looming ever larger on the horizon, and the crowds were hovering, and there was no place he could go just to be by himself. On the surface, this exchange between Jesus and this woman seems really out of character. The Lord seems to come across as insensitive and rude. Some scripture scholars suggest that Jesus treated the woman the way he did in order to test her. Not the kind of test we used to dread in junior high, but another kind. And in spite of the word games comparing her to a dog yapping at the table, it wasn't the kind of test that intends to humiliate, like one of those TV reality shows. This was a different kind of test. Like during the process of forging steel, when the metal is tested in fire. It is the process that makes it stronger, which is exactly what Jesus was doing. Not like those wimpy apostles who just wanted to get rid of her. Here was someone who was willing to stand her ground and who taught us in the process a great lesson about persistence and faith. Persistence, it's been said, is the hard work we do after we get tired of doing the hard work. It is when the world says give up that persistence says try one more time. Albert Einstein once confessed that he said, "It's not that I'm so smart, but I'm willing to stay with problems longer than others." And that's what this woman did. She would not give up. She would not let go. Well, there are two codicils to this story. The first is virtue. To be virtue needs to serve a worthwhile cause. There is no virtue in simply being stubborn. The difference between persistence and obstinance, Henry Ward Beecher said, is that one comes from a strong will and the other comes from a strong won't. Well, the woman in the gospel was persistent because her daughter was in need. She did what she did out of love. The author of the book, The Little Prince, Antoine Saint-Exupéry, said that love is not looking at someone. It is the willingness to look with them, to see as they see. That's what the woman in the gospel did. She saw the suffering of her child, and she made it her own. And when Jesus responded, that's what he did for her. He made her suffering, her need, his own. The other codicil about persistence is that being persistent is not going to be one of those happy virtues. Persistence isn't going to make you feel warm and fuzzy inside. It's because it requires discipline and courage and strength. But without persistence, happiness is not possible. Mother Teresa, who knew a lot more about persistence than almost anyone, admitted how hard it is. She said once, "I know God won't give me more than I can handle. I just wish he didn't trust me so much." The other side of persistence is faith. And that is the ultimate lesson our gospel shares. This woman did not come to Jesus because he might help. She came because he was her only hope. She had a passionate faith, a deep need, a refusal to be discouraged. And when she hung in there, not shrinking in the face of awkwardness or rejection, her faith actually grew. We know that because the author of our gospel uses a beautiful imagery. The woman starts out by referring to Jesus as the Son of David, but she ends by calling him Lord. One was an earthly title. The other revealed that she knew she had been touched by God. And that is what persistent faith does. It allows us to be human because it lets God be God. China has been in the news for a lot of reasons recently, but long ago, long even before the Second World War, large parts of China were extremely poor. There was an English woman named Gladys Aylward who worked in an orphanage there. When a war broke out, she was told to leave. Her city of Yangcheng was being invaded, but she would not abandon the orphans in her care. With only one other adult to help her, she led those 100 orphans in a harrowing journey over a mountain range, across rivers and through wilderness, and finally to safety. Every day along that journey, she later wrote, she wrestled with despair. Each morning she woke up with no real hope of success or reaching safe haven. She was surprised one day when a 13-year-old girl in the group told her how that journey reminded her of the story of Moses and the Israelites crossing the Red Sea. Mrs. Aylward was incredulous. "I'm not Moses," she said. "I know," said the girl, "but isn't God still God?" That is what the woman in our gospel discovered. All of us at some time in our lives will face difficult choices, burdens to carry, challenges to overcome. We may wonder if we have the persistence or the faith to do it. Our gospel tells us that with Christ, we do. There is no need to fear or avoid or ignore or lose hope, because it is a test. It is the thing that will make us stronger. Because through it, we will discover God is there. And that, in great part, is what we are here to pray for Aubrey and Alyssa today, that you will always know that God is here. Complete within us, O Lord, the healing work of your mercy. Perfect and sustain us, that we may please you in all things. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us go in peace to glorify the Lord with our lives.